T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:44, 16 till 7, 8 rather. Quickly to Clancy Dubose, political editor and columnist for Gambit, WWL-TV political analyst. Hey, Clancy, how you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm fine. I hope you and your listeners are all well today.
Well, I can't speak for them, but I'm doing great.
That's good.
I saw a headline here from Sophie Kasakov from NOLA.com, wrote an article as a move to strip power from New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell, who's behind it, and I thought, who better to kind of take us through this than you? And I thought maybe we'd start with a little bit of the historical context between the state and New Orleans and the home rule charter and running the city. If you look at the hybrid sewage and water board thing and some other boards and commissions, it just seems like the state looks at Orleans Parish different than it does and always has other parishes.
That is correct. And it goes back to colonial days and the earliest days of Louisiana statehood. You know, originally the boundaries of the city of New Orleans were just almost all the way up to Baton Rouge, to Bayou Manchac, and it was called the Isle of Orleans because the city was at one time literally surrounded by water, rivers and bayous on Lake Pontchartrain and all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. And a lot of people in modern times, even legislators, because so many laws and even parts of our Constitution say, contain the words, except in New Orleans or except in Orleans Parish. And there were just so many exceptions made. You know, we had two sheriffs at one time. We still have two sets of courts, civil and criminal. And the state created the Sewage and Water Board, but it's governed by the city, and the state and the city share city park. I forget, one owns the land, the other one appoints the governing board. And, you know, so the state has always been sort of entangled, and you can say that both in the best and highest sense or involved in the city, but also sometimes those entanglements, you know, back to Huey Long when he forced our mayor to resign and appointed someone the mayor. And, you know, now there are moves both locally. I want to speed up the history lesson just get to modern times. You know, locally, the city council sponsored some laws and a charter amendment, which voters approved, giving the council the right to approve, not the right, but the authority and the responsibility of approving the major appointments by the mayor, like the police chief and department heads. And now there was legislation up there in Baton Rouge, curtailing the mayor's power on various fronts, some of it dealing with the Sewage and Water Board. And, you know, so this is not new, but it's been a constant thing going back just a couple of generations. So I'm that old. You know, Dutch Morial had to fend off an attempt to have the state kind of take over Audubon Park. And he succeeded. The state passed the legislation. Then Dutch Morial challenged it and took it to the state Supreme Court and won. You know, so this is not a new thing. But what is new, part of it is that the council has flexed its muscle and done some things to make changes locally. And the other thing that's new and kind of surprising is that the mayor, unlike previous mayors, is not really mounting any kind of opposition to it. She's not speaking out. I don't know that she's even up there. If she is, she's been very quiet throughout this time. And it mirrors what a lot of people, myself included, have observed, that she's kind of checked out, mm-hmm. and it's strange because she was very engaged in her first term, and it just seems that, you know, she's got less than a year and nine months to go in her term, which is still quite a bit of time. And you look at previous mayors, Mitch Landrieu was still, you know, doing things and having initiatives, as was not so much Ray Nagin, but Mark Morial, Sidney Barthelemy, Dutch Morial, Moon Landrieu, all the other mayors stayed. They were mayor right up until the very end. And it's just strange that she's, you know, it's really not her personality to be checked out, but.
Let me tell you, Clancy,
I know her,
you know, back to when she was working after Katrina. That's when I first met her and put her on the air, because a friend of mine put me in touch with her when she was trying to get street signs put up and everything. And this is not the same woman that was LaToya from the block, as I call her. It is not. And I would love to talk to her, because I don't know what happened. I don't.
And in fact, Gambit was the one that first put her on its cover, talking about Broadmoor and the green dot. You know, I don't want to say we discovered her.
No, but I know what you're saying. Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying.
We
were the first ones to shine a light on her, because one of our staff members lived in Broadmoor. He says, you got to meet this lady, LaToya Cantrell. She's head of the Broadmoor Improvement Association. She's really a dynamo. And we profiled her, and you know, she was kind of the face of resistance to green dotting, as it was known, you know, almost giving up on certain neighborhoods.
And it was organic. That's how I discovered her, just like you did, from the
ground
neighborhood.
Up.
Right, that's exactly
It was from the ground up rather than the top down. Katrina really changed our politics, and it's still been that way in many ways.
Well, let me take a break here. We'll pick it up here when we come back, because I don't know if it's...
Sure.
If it's like the overview of government that's driving this, or if it's her personality and her checking out that's driving this or not. I know Oliver Thomas quoted as saying, who might run for mayor, that various attacks on the mayor's authority would turn the position into a ceremonial one. There may be some people who just like the title. The power should be the ability to work to get things done, period. Well, it sounds like he's describing LaToya Cantrell, who is now more concerned with the trappings and the ceremonial part of it than the actual part of it, the work part of it, the nuts and bolts policy part of it. We'll pick it up with Clancy when we come back. And what does this mean for future mayors? Because although maybe LaToya Cantrell was the catalyst for this, what does it mean for future mayors and city government going forward? 751, 9 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Clancy Dubose rejoins us, 7:56, 4 till 8. So I mentioned before the break, Clancy, I don't know if this is about LaToya Cantrell, but it's not just about her administration, because this is going to change things going forward for future mayors. Do you think she created the vacuum?
Yes, she created a vacuum, but you've also got a governor who's eager for more power. We already have a strong governor form of government, and we have a strong mayor form of government in New Orleans, even with the change, the city charter change that the council pushed through, giving them power to authority and responsibility to approve mayoral appointments. But I'm reminded of something that a lawyer friend of mine, Jack Weiss, told me: bad facts make bad law. And it's a common, familiar saying among lawyers, but it's very true. And what we've got here is a bad set of facts. You got a mayor who's kind of checked out and is kind of delinquent, so to speak, in doing some of her jobs. And she's as Oliver Thomas pointed out, that you noted, it's not just about her, because if they make all these changes because of her, the bad fact, they're going to make bad law for the future mayors. And I remember Dutch Morial saying two generations ago, when there was a move at the state level for state takeovers of things, he said, this is not just about me. I'm trying to protect the office of mayor for future mayors. And Oliver was around back then, too, and that's what he's remembering, I'm sure. And the citizens need to be concerned about this, because we have high expectations of our mayors, sometimes too high. But the citizens expect our mayors to be almost Superman or Superwoman or Wonder Woman. And that's an unfair expectation. But we do invest quite a bit of authority in the mayor with the council to get things done. And we also have a governor who's anxious to, you know, explore ideas of not necessarily taking over the city, but taking over certain responsibilities and authorities. And what's that going to do for future governors? And one last interesting point on this. I was in a meeting yesterday with the Times-Picayune editorial board with Sewage and Water Board Director Ghassan Qurban and Poco Sloss, who was a member of the Sewage and Water Board and prominent citizen. And Poco was also on the governor's task force looking at the Sewage and Water Board, and people were worried about a takeover. And all of a sudden, the governor said, no, I don't think I want to take it over. Because when you take something over, you inherit all the mess.
You own it.
Yes, that's right. So I'm glad the governor came to that conclusion, because we don't need the state to take it over. We need the state to recognize that it has a responsibility as the creator of the Sewage and Water Board to be involved, but not necessarily to overly dominate. So, it's a balancing act.
Let me pick your brain on this real quick. We got a minute left, and only a minute. I don't think, and having some conversation with people, I think this combining the drainage pipes could be like some training wheels, because there is no way the state is going to turn this over. If you're hoping to see a thing like Public Works and Sewage and Water Board in Jefferson Parish, no way the state's going to turn this over to Orleans Parish with the culture that exists there now and the performance that SNWB is involved in, correct?
Well, it's not just a matter of turning it over. You have to fund it as well. And that's one of the things Mr. Corbin pointed out to us yesterday. The Sewage and Water Board should have responsibility for the cleaning the catch basins and everything else. But if you give them the responsibility, you also got to give them a dedicated money source to do the job.
Thank you, Clancy. You got to come back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.